there, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Well, we had some more random facts for you today.
Hey.
We play this. Tony finds a fact. I find a fact. We try to out-random each other. Go ahead.
All right, you want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. Here's a random fact you probably didn't know.
Okay.
There are four states where billboards are banned.
Okay. Well, we know this one ain't one.
No, not this one. Vermont, Alaska, Hawaii, and Maine.
Huh.
Four states that don't have billboards.
I could see that. Alaska and Hawaii for sure. All the beautiful stuff that they have.
If I was going to put one up there, a billboard.
Vermont, I guess, too.
And I had to pay for a billboard and up for one of those, it would say wave. Because I'm a truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I ain't doing this. And those are the states like ours. States need to wave like ours, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, there ain't enough waving goes on up there.
Just something else that divides us even more, isn't it?
We're a waving state.
Yeah. All right, you ready for mine?
Yeah, thank you.
Let's see here. Where was it? Oh, here it is. This is going to freak you out, man. If you hold your key fob up to your chin, it increases the range to lock or unlock your car. Because the fluids in your head act as a conductor that make it more powerful. So you hold up your thing up to your chin, and you can go further and do it.
That means your head is like an antenna.
Your head is an antenna.
And you hold the keyless thing to your chin.
Right, and then your head helps transmit it further.
No way.
That's what they're saying, man.
This is another way they're trying to get into us, ain't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Uh-huh. General Motors is trying to take over your mind.
Illuminati Harry Potter poop is this?
Yeah, well, it's for real.
So, like, I could think of another car.
No.
And I could unlock it. If I went into my state of mind where if I was thinking.
Right. Your key fob head?
If I went into key fob head and I held it there and I pushed it and thought, Hyundai Sonata.
Well.
I could.
I don't know.
I could unlock that car door over there.
Well, sure, but I mean, if you're going to be.
Corsica. I'll go into my Corsica mind.
I don't even know if there's a Corsica with keyless entry. I mean, why are you not picking like an expensive car? I mean, you're over there picking like, ooh, I want that Dodge Stratus.
Lumina.
That's a sweet Stratus. I'm going to steal it.
I'm thinking Ford Escort. Beep. There I went.
But Tony, what about this Corvette right here? Nah. Mm-mm. Stratus.
Gremlin. Give me the Gremlin.
Jane had a question for Tony in today's Ask Tony.
I answered it.
This Ask Tony comes from Jane. Jane's 30. She
Morning,
says,
Jane.
Dear Tony, I just met an amazing man. We had an incredible first date.
Aww.
We get along perfectly, and he's incredibly handsome.
Hey, hey.
Wow. The thing is, he has the exact same first name as my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, no.
It's not a typical name either. His name is AJ.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I say his name, I think of my ex.
Yep.
And things didn't end well between us two.
That's sad.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll be able to get over this same name thing. Should I give it some time or will it never work?
Hmm.
Well, Jane, here's Tony.
Dear Jane, OAJ number one must have done a number on you. Dumping AJ number two's gonna stink. But it makes me giggle to say dumping AJ number two. I haven't dated a woman with the same name as my ex. We made two children, so when I hear her name, I start writing a check. She's a brunette, so for a while I said no to dating brunettes, but Danica Patrick's yoga video is helping my bitterness. Jane, I think you already know the answer, but you wanted to hear it from someone like a stranger on the radio. You need to take a number one and sprinkle those memories away, and then blow number two out of your life. That made me feel better just saying it. Get over your AJ-phobia. Love, Tony.
Facebook court today was ham is better than turkey for Thanksgiving.
No, Your Honor, no.
Oh, we went round and round about that. Apparently, I have blasphemed. I simply said to Tony, you know, I think ham is better for Thanksgiving than turkey.
What are you thinking?
Because it is. I mean, if you put down one of those honey baked or heavenly hams and turkey, which one are you going to go first?
Turkey.
No way.
You have to go turkey. It's Thanksgiving.
You don't have to.
It's rooted deep in tradition. The turkey goes back to there. Way
back.
Yeah, the roots.
The pilgrims, is that who you're thinking of?
The Pilgrimese people.
The pilgrim.
From Pilgrimstan.
They didn't come from
Pilgrimvania. They came over. And they had these large birds, and we found out they're delicious. Uh-huh. And the red meat's even better than the white meat, and it's called turkey.
So wait, so you think that the pilgrims put a bunch of turkeys on a boat, took the boat all the way over here, and let them go, and then they did it?
Well, that or they flew alongside the boat.
Well, I doubt the turkeys flew alongside of the boat.
Well, you're a bird. You don't want to stay in the boat the whole time.
What are your thoughts on this? Am I the strange one? Is this a truly unpopular opinion that ham is better than turkey? Already got people calling. Jeez. Hello, Hank.
Hey, Jason, I'm going to have to side. Tony, I'm going to have to side with Jason on this.
Mike, you bailing on me, bro? All right, what if you had a birthday party and instead of birthday cake, your parents brought out like a birthday burger?
That'd be awesome.
No, you got to have birthday cake at your birthday.
Man, this is your problem. You keep boxing yourself in. You need to open your wings and fly, Tony. Fly. Be free.
Oh, you said fly. That reminds me of turkey.
Turkeys can't fly.
Are you still there, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, you boys need to stop all that. Just eat prime rib.
Prime rib.
I'd eat prime rib for Thanksgiving. That wouldn't bother me at all.
Not on Thanksgiving, you knuckleheads.
Is that what your family does?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's great.
After many years of mom doing it, she's 82, she said prime rib. That's all we get.
So you went from spaghetti to prime rib.
That's exactly right.
Where are you from?
Colorado.
Yeah, that's what I thought. One of them weirdos.
Well, do you do anything weird for Christmas? Because you're weirded out Thanksgiving.
We usually do brisket.
Brisket.
That sounds great too, man. I love that. I don't think you have to have turkey. I don't think you have to go through all that tradition stuff because it's about coming together as a family. It's about living and loving is what it's about. It's not about what you eat. You could have pizza as long as your whole family's there loving on each other.
You're right.
Tony's over here trying to make us all follow rules.
It's tradition.
No, there ain't no rules.
Yeah.
Y'all are committing.
Tell them to show them the book of rules.
Food sin is what y'all are committing. I ain't sure what.
In the book of Betty Crocker, chapter 5, verse 3.
Right. The book of Turkeyvicus, chapter 1, says you got to have turkey on Thanksgiving.
Hey, man, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a good day. See you. Bye-bye.
And then we found out that the whole turkey thing was really government brainwashing.
It's the Turkanati?
Sure, we'll run with that.
New World Turkey?
It's all been a sham from the government is why y'all think that turkey is for Thanksgiving. Wow. You've all been brainwashed by the United States government.
Explaining how.
See, basically, in this situation, I'm the Nicolas Cage. Yeah. And you're one of those people who just follow along in the government.
All right, go ahead.
The first Thanksgiving happened in 1621.
All right.
With the Pilgrims and the Indians there at the Plymouth Colony. We can all agree that that happened, right?
Okay, we'll agree on that.
Here is what they had.
All right.
Waterfowl, venison, ham, lobster, clams, berries, fruit, pumpkin, and squash. Something was missing from that list, and that would have been turkey.
Go ahead, say it.
No turkeys at all. In fact, Tony, turkey didn't even become a thing until President Lincoln nationalized a holiday called Thanksgiving. Then Alexander Hamilton proclaimed that no citizen of the United States should refrain from turkey on Thanksgiving Day, basically pushing turkey because there was a turkey lobby. The Turkey Growers Association of America sent lobbyists to Washington and was like, hey, we got all these turkeys. We need to make some money. And they're like, oh, we'll just tell everybody to eat turkey for Thanksgiving, and then you follow along. That's what happened.
The turkey naughty. A new turkey order.
Yes, the turkey naughty. Y'all got all sucked in.
Well.
Sorry about that. But, hey, you can repent now.
No.
You can get away from the turkey and go to ham like the pilgrims did.
No. Yeah,
I'm not making this up. I Wikipedia'd it.
Yeah, well, the government owns the Wikipedia.
No, they don't. What about you guys? Hello, Hank.
Hey, good morning, Jason and Tony.
Well, hey, Danny, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful because I can't wait to have me some ham.
That's right, because you're a free American,
A free hamican.
You're darn right.
Yeah, you're not going to let the government keep you in this turkey tryptophan sleep where they can pull one over on you, are you?
Heck no, I'm going to eat me some ham.
That's right, like an American, like a true, real pilgrim American. Yeah. Not none of these fake, you know, the government told me to eat turkey, so I'm going to eat turkey like a sucker.
All right, you two, for next Halloween, I hope they hand out vegetables.
Now that was wrong.
Yeah, it's because candy belongs on Halloween and turkey belongs on Thanksgiving.
Man, here we go again. Danny, this is what government brainwashing sounds like.
I ain't government brainwashed. And part of wrestling is real.
Tony had some things that you would hear at a redneck Thanksgiving.
Here you go.
Here's another thing you'll hear at a redneck Thanksgiving.
I'm going to run to town and shoot us some wild turkey.
Redneck Thanksgiving.
We smoked the ham on that commode. We converted into a grill.
Redneck Thanksgiving.
Ain't hailing. That's my leg under the table. But it feels good.
Redneck Thanksgiving.
Get that transmission off the coffee table so the kids can sit down too.
Redneck Thanksgiving.
Granny, turn off your oxygen if you're gonna smoke at the table.
That was another thing you'll hear at a redneck Thanksgiving.
Of course, can't go without today's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Matribrony. Matribrony is when a bro declares his broness to a fellow bro at an official cerebrony. Matribrony.
Last Tony's word of the day.
And this may be one of the saddest country lyric that was never written.
But another must that needs to be recorded.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
The wife was not a great bill payer, so they came and repossessed the trailer, and now she's left him for a sailor.
Anchors away.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
Facebook did something good for the world, everybody.
Facebook.
Wow.
Woo.
And that should just, that puts them about right, I guess. There's a guy named Miguel Camacho. Cool name.
Yeah, it is.
He's a college student in Tampa. And on Thursday, he was at a park. He was studying for a test that he had that night. Mm-hmm. And while he was taking a break from studying from his test, he hopped on Facebook and did the old thumb scroll up to see what was going on. And he saw a post about a missing dog.
All right.
The dog's name was Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
And Zeus knows how to kiteboard.
Cool.
So that's neat.
Yeah.
And apparently he was stolen by a guy in his 60s or 70s driving a gray sedan.
Shame on this man.
Well, just as Miguel was reading the post, a guy in his 60s or 70s pulled up to the park in a gray sedan.
That's our guy.
He hopped out with the dog. So Miguel confronted him.
Hey, that ain't your dog, guy. Right.
They argued back and forth for a while, then Miguel yelled, "Zeus!" And the dog ran right to him.
How cool.
Yeah. The guy who stole Zeus took off, but Miguel was able to reunite the dog with his family that night. He missed his test, and here's a real good side note, his professor heard the story and said he could retake it later.
Way to go, professor.
Yeah, good job. And
way to go, Miguel.
Yeah, Miguel, you are
real good.
All right, thank you so much for listening today. We really do appreciate you listening to the podcast, in case you missed it.